Just saying.
Henry P. donated $10. How do you guys feel about semen retention? Are there any benefits to it? Well, no. If there were benefits to it, no. Then your body wouldn't try to kick it out if you didn't do it yourself.
Not only that, but like if you think where does NoFap lead, its logical conclusion is you suck in another man's dick. If you think your semen gives you magical powers, then obviously ingesting other men's semen would give you even more magical powers.
That's so, I believe NoFap so disgusting.
Is a giant gay conspiracy.
God!
You all like thinking about the magic of semen and then be like, oh, bro, like I'll hook you up, bro. You want some of my magic? Oh, I'll hook you up. And they're going to come in your mouth and they're going to make you think that you get your cum gives them magical powers and you're just. They're just like fooling you into sucking their dick because they're gay.
It's not gay. It's not cum. It's bazooka juice. Just remember.
That's just nasty, man.
It's right up there with pineapple and orange and apple and
God.
No, not coming doesn't do anything. There's no, you don't get any benefits of not coming.
No, in fact, as far as I understand, the average amount of times that you should be. Releasing a round from the chamber is roughly 18 to 20 times a month because if you don't, prostate problems. Not that I know anybody that has had problems with that or anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Look, if you have an addiction, that's a problem. You know, but it's like anything. Like when you're hungry, you should eat. When you have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. If you're going too much or you're going, you know, that's the issue. But you know, you got to keep the pipes flowing. You can't just like close them off because you believe you're going to get magical powers from, you know, sexual transmutation.
Exactly.
Because then you're going to be sucking a dick. But like, I need the juice.
God, that's nasty, bro.
Like Scotty says, the more they over.